many things to choose from. So many stories. Heck, I don't know. Let's start with this one. This is a big story. A federal judge has rejected House Democrats in their attempt to block Donald Trump, the president, to use military funds for border wall funding. Guess what? The money's going through. More border walls is going to be built, and a federal judge says so. For once, it's not a federal judge, you know, wandering in the into the arena where he doesn't belong and creating problems. This time, the judge does as he is supposed to. Judge Trevor McFadden hands the White House a big victory and ruled that House Democrats cannot go to court to block Trump from using military funds to build the border wall because, quote, the Constitution grants the House no standing to litigate these cases. You have no standing to be here, so go ahead, take your case and run along. That's good. Meanwhile, back at the funny farm that they call the House, they are going to pursue contempt charges against William Barr, a fool's errand, but knock yourselves out. Let me ask you this seriously. Have you seen anybody that is more unflappable in the face of the most histrionic nonsense when it comes to Democrats screaming and carrying on than Attorney General William Barr? I mean, honestly, this guy, he's unflappable, and he's got a command of the facts unlike just about anybody I've seen in public life ever. He has a little grin. He has a sense of humor. He's got a little bit of mischief in him, and I like that. But he knows the law so well that when the Democrats come at him and they say, hey, well, this or that or blah, 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 he just goes, no, this is the way this is, and this is how this works, and this is what we did here. And one of those key things recently was Rod Rosenstein and I both arrived at the conclusion there was no obstruction of justice. The reason that is so important is because Rod Rosenstein was the man who appointed Bob Mueller, and he's the one that oversaw the entire investigation for 22 months. And all of the people involved with it, he was the one getting regular updates. He knew. He knew what Bob Mueller was doing, and he knew that Bob Mueller had decided not to reach a conclusion, which is a failure to do his job. And Rod Rosenstein, right there saying, there's no obstruction here. Either you've got the goods or you don't. And Bob, you don't. And so there's that. And here's this story. New York went crazy for this earlier today, but this story here that going deeper into the Mueller probe, right, going deeper into the people that were involved there, a convicted sex offender, George Nader, who is now 60 years old, he was already a convicted sex offender. He apparently was one of the key witnesses in Bob Mueller's probe. I mean, talk about sources that could be compromised, right, sources that would have the ability to be leveraged into saying something that maybe wasn't exactly true, for example. A convicted sex offender, George Nader, a key witness in the Mueller probe, now charged with bringing kiddie porn into the United States after being found with explicit videos of little boys engaging in bestiality found on his phone when he was arrested at JFK. This is the kind of witness Bob Mueller was relying on. A man who finds entertainment in watching little boys engaged in bestiality. That should tell you a whole lot about how depraved and how far the Mueller investigative team was willing to go. How far will you go? Well, we've already gone through seven layers of hell. Well, gee, there's eight. Let's start digging. And they dig deeper. The charges, by the way, involved sexual acts with at least 12 young boys between the ages of 2 and 14. You would actually use this person as a credible witness. On what planet do you live? Seriously, on what planet do you live with that you would think it was appropriate to use a guy who is fascinated by boys between the ages of 2 and 14. And he provided grand jury testimony in the FBI special counsel's investigation into the Russian election meddling. This must be one of Christopher Steele's star witnesses. Yeah. The 60-year-old Lebanese-American businessman had a cell phone in his possession And at that time, it contained visual depictions of minors engaged in sexually explicit conduct. He pleaded to an identical charge in Virginia in 1991. 1991, which means, obviously, he has not changed his stripes. And it would be, you know, if I'm the president's team, I just look at this kind of garbage, human garbage that this individual is, and say, that's really what you're relying on. These are the kind of people that you're relying on to try to find dirt on the president of the United States. Maybe you could find some witnesses that are a little bit more credible and not ones that have been convicted of child pornography possession and distribution. And maybe you could find ones that are not involved, because these charges were initially filed in April of 2018. This isn't new. This has been known for a year, which begs the additional questions of how long did Bob Mueller know there was no collusion, no conspiracy, and at what point did he know he was never going to get to the obstruction charge because he didn't have the evidence? Because if he did, he would have laid it out in clear black and white detail. He may not have indicted, but he would have said, here are the goods. Here's where the president clearly crossed the line. He didn't have that. Still doesn't have that. And neither does Jerry Nadler or Adam Schiff or Nancy Pelosi or Rashida Tlaib or AOC or any of them. None of them have it, which is why less than 10% of the members of the House have any interest at all in pursuing impeachment, because it's based on garbage from people like this guy. It's 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here on a Tuesday. More to cover. In fact, we're going to go live to London in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.